You're sure that love is bubbling over in your heart? Then listen, love to God's word. Love God's word and continue to obey God's word. I want us to take a look at a book of Acts. The book of Acts, that's in the New Testament, in your Bible. In Acts chapter 1. You did bring your Bibles. And if not, brothers, all you need to do is raise your hand, and I believe the brothers will see that you get a Bible put in your hand. Because there's a church here, and a church there, here a church, there a church, everywhere a church. And all claiming to be teaching what thus saith the Word of God. Jesus was sent to earth. The Son of God. To make arrangements for human beings to have the privilege and the opportunity to come and live forever in heaven. He sent his only begotten Son to do the job, to choose Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ came, born, grew up, he chose 12 men to teach, to train, to carry his message to the world during their lifetime. I'm not starting at that place, at the beginning. I'm starting at the wind-up of the work that Jesus did with the apostles on planet Earth. In your Bible, New Testament, there's a book in there called Acts, A-C-T-S. We're going to be reading from the first book, the first chapter of Acts. There are millions of people who are going somewhere on Sunday called church. Somewhere called church. Being taught, believing with all of their heart that they're doing what God wants them to do, where he wants them to do it. When you read your Bible, if you have one, Jesus grew up in the world. That's God sent him down, of course. Born of Mary. Became an adult. Chose 12 men to teach and to train, to carry his message on earth. Because he didn't come to stay forever. When we come to the book of Acts chapter 1, it gives us information regarding the 12 men, regarding what Jesus' last words were. Stay with me now, shortly, and I'll be through. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto his apostles, his 12 men that he taught and trained while he was on planet Earth, whom he had chosen to carry his message, because he was going back to heaven. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, death, burial, and resurrection, that he was alive by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Did you get that? Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Talking about the church of Christ. And being assembled together with them, the 12 men that he chose as his apostles to carry his message, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of his Father. Saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized not many days from now. Verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou or will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Jesus said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You are going to carry my message. Verse 9. And when Jesus had spoken these words, while they were looking, or while they beheld, Jesus was taken up, and the apostles saw him rise. I know if some of us had been around there and saw that event, we start seeing Jesus rise, and we'd probably taken off, see how far and how fast we could run. That was not the case with the apostles. A cloud received, latter part of verse 9, received him out of their sight, but they looked until they could see. They looked until he disappeared, going on back to heaven. And while they looked steadfast toward heaven, as he went up, verse 10, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, clothing, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing into heaven? Why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall he come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then turned they unto Jerusalem from the mount of God, mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, and out the apostles. And there was a group of people there. And they waited there. And you can read later. Jesus spent about 33 years teaching and training the apostles to carry his message. 12 apostles. Now think about this. Taught, trained 12 apostles to carry his message. Each apostle received the same training. You know where I'm going now, don't you? Each apostle received the same training. When they scattered after Jesus' departure from glory, going and carrying his message, every apostle, all 12 of them, was taught the same thing. They preached the same gospel. Not two different gospels or three different gospels. The same gospel.
Amen.
Established the same church.
Yes, sir.
Not two or three. The same church. Mankind. Even though we had the Bible and still have it. Men took the Bible and preach what they wanted to preach. And you and I know today there are thousands of different churches, yes, sir, here, there, and yon, claiming to be the Lord's church. Yes, sir. The apostles, yes, sir, taught the same thing, established the same church. Everywhere they taught, preached, and carried the message. Matthew 16, I believe it is, John 16, one of those scriptures says, salute one another with a holy kiss. And the churches of Christ will salute you. Where are you this morning? Are you supporting that which the apostles established by the power of Jesus Christ? Are you a member of the church of Christ? Because you see, the Bible lets us know what's going to happen sooner or late after we die. There's going to come a day when we're going to be resurrected, and human beings are going to live somewhere. Somewhere. And the Bible only gives us two destinations. And if you can spell it quick, you don't want to go there. Hell is the place you don't want to go. Heaven. H-E-A-V-I. Heaven is a place where you want to go. Study the Bible. Don't get upset with me until you read the Bible. So let me tell you up front. If you get upset with what I've just shared with you, you don't know your Bible. Go read your Bible. You say, that is right. What that preacher said. Don't take my word. Read it. Believe it. And obey it. Because none of us know, I don't think, know when God is going to call us from time into eternity. And then we're going to be judged by that same God who sent his son to die, live, teach, train, and come back, die, and then come back to heaven. Jesus chose his 12 apostles. Teach what the apostles taught, because that's what Jesus taught them to teach. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. That's in your Bible. Hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Well, y'all think, no, not us thinking. It's what the Bible teaches. So we get it from the Bible. Now, if you can get yours from the Bible, I'll gladly preach that. But I have a Bible too. So you can check behind me, I can check behind you. And we sing the song. We sing the song and gladly sing it. Hold to God, unchanging hand. So if the apostles preach, since the apostles preach one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, if I'm going to preach, I must preach what they preach. Otherwise, I'm not preaching the same gospel that they are preaching. In Acts chapter 1. This is the beginning, the embryonic beginning of the Church of Christ. Jesus meets with them for his last time on planet Earth. And then when you read chapter 1, it lets us know that they even see him depart after staying on earth 33 years, teaching and training them and sending them the Holy Spirit so that they will have perfect memory of what he taught. Where are you this morning? Where are you this morning? Now, if you are upset with what I share with you, where did I get the information from? So it's not me that you're getting upset with. You're getting upset with what heaven did. You're getting upset with Acts chapter 1. Don't get upset. Get right. Because what you don't know, in all probability, when God's going to call you from time into eternity, you want to be able to know that you're in the Lord's church. You're following what thus saith the Word of God. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. In your Bible, Romans 16.
Yes, sir.
Romans 16. Where do you want to go when you leave here? The Bible only gives us two destinations. And if you can spell it quick, it's hot. You want to take your time and put all the letters in there. And live according to what thus saith the Word of God. Now, I was excited about sharing that information this morning. But let me pause here and go in a different direction for about 2-3 minutes. Our brother, that's one of the elders here, that's been out for a while, relaxing, and blessing, waiting for God to put him back together. So he's with us this morning, and we're delighted to see him. And I know the wife is delighted to see him. She won't hear the name so often, probably. Honey, would you bring me a glass of water? Honey, would you fix me something to eat? Please. We're delighted to see our brother back with us today. But have you checked the Bible? Do you study the Bible? Before you get upset with me, study your Bible. Because this is the book that's going to be open at the judgment, at the final roundup of human affairs. The Bible is the book that's going to be open at the judgment. And we're going to be judged by the things that's in the book. Do what we did on a planet Earth, does it come in contact and is it recorded in the Bible? Is it written in the Bible what I did and the life I lived on planet Earth? We sing a song so gladly. Hold to what? On God's unchanging hand. Unchanging hand. In Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with other tongues, as the Spirit, and they spoke as the Spirit gave them word. This is the first time that the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was preached on planet Earth. It's chapter 2. Chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Read your Bible for yourself. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven, given among men under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together. And they were confounded, because that every man heard them speak. They spoke, the 12 apostles, heard them speak in his own language, because there was a certain type of celebration was going on in Jerusalem. So there was a number of people there. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? But how is it that we hear every man in our own language or in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygian, Pamphylia, in Egypt and in parts of Libya about Cyrene, strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speak or in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were amazed. They were shocked. And some of them even doubted that these men weren't drinking. Where's your wine? Oh, but when we come to verse 14, Peter, the impressive and impulsive Peter. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "You men of Judea, and all of you that get that, and all of you that are, all of you." Let me get past that. Unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. These men are not drunken as you suppose, because the stuff that make you drunk, they wasn't selling it at that hour of the day. Verse 16, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It and it shall come to pass in the last days that God will pour out of his spirit upon flesh and blood. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my Sabbath, and on my servants, and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, signs in earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord cometh." Verse 21. "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. You men of Israel, you men of Israel, hear you these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you. So you know, I'm just not making this up. As yourselves also know, or you were witnesses of that. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have done what? Crucified. Have crucified and slain the Son of God that you had been looking for years, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible for him to that he should be held of it or stay dead. For David speaketh concerning him, "I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope," thank the Lord, "because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy." Amen. With thy appearance or countenance. Let's start at verse 29 again. And now, rather. "Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of the loins according to the flesh, he would raise up his son Jesus Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh see corruption or decompose. Verse 32, This Jesus hath God raised up therefore, and we all know that he was once gone, because we saw him rise and leave. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which you now see and hear, the gospel being preached for the first time on planet Earth. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thy on my right hand until I make thy foes your enemies, your footstool. He says, now listen to verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for sure or assuredly that God hath made what? That same Jesus made him both Lord. Same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the mob heard this, now when they heard this, they were pricked or shocked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? These people heard the gospel for the first time being preached on the planet Earth. Their question is, I don't agree with that. Their question is, what do we need to do to be right with God? Verse 37, reiterating. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, be godly sorrowful for your sins, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. For what? For the forgiveness or for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Is God calling you? Are you a member of his family? Are you a member of his church? Verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward or from this wicked generation. Notice carefully verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. What do you notice? What do you notice? Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. Before they were shocked. When they got the message, they obeyed the message. Then they gladly received his word. Then say everybody. Were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayer. They obeyed the gospel. There was hallelujah, shouting, doing some of everything. But when the gospel was preached, they heard it, they believed it, obeyed it, and they were added to one church. One church. Verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. They that heard the message, believed the message, obeyed it. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church. Yes, sir. Not a church here and a church there. Different church I'm talking about. Sold their possessions, verse 45. Some of them sold their possessions and goods and parted them with all men as every man had need. And they continued steadfastly, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and eating bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the what? Lord added to what? My Bible says the church, not the churches. The Lord God established one church. Amen. On planet Earth. I don't read anywhere in my Bible that God established more than the same church in his Bible. Not two. One church.
Yes, sir.
The Church of Christ.
Amen.
If I'm going to be a gospel preacher, I must preach what's in the Bible, not what I think ought to be in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
But I must preach, because the day is going to come when God will call me out of this world and one day be judged at the final roundup of him with the prayers. I want to hear two words from the Father on that day. And you know what they are, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Well done. And that ought to be what you want to hear.
Yes, sir.
Why take chances on that which is not in the Bible? You're risking your not only your soul for now, but for eternity. Forever. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Since that's in the Bible. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Where are you this morning? Where does the God's word find you? Does the word of God find you this morning, a member of the Church of Christ, the one that's written in his Bible? Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Or greet one another with a, as opposed to salute. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Many of us, perhaps all of us, we feel so good this morning.
Yep, sir.
I feel like I'm going to live forever. You are. You may die, but you're going to live forever, because God's He's going to wake us up. You got that, didn't you? You understand that? And judge us. You can read that in your Bible. My time is up. I say my time is up, not you. Revelation chapter 20. Read it sometime. It will give you some idea of what judgment is going to be like. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand. Well, I didn't know. You know it now. I know that you know it now. God knows that you know it now. But it's up to you to decide what you're going to do with what you know. The apostles, in this same chapter, Acts chapter 2, they preached the gospel to a motley crowd from here, there, and yon. Crowd in Jerusalem. But approximately 3,000 souls obeyed the gospel when they heard the apostles, and particularly Peter, preaching the gospel on the first. They didn't even wait to get back home to try to find a Church of Christ. Church started right here in Jerusalem. You've heard the word, and if you had your Bible, you've read it. Where do you stand? Oh, Brother Brown, I'm a preacher, member of the Church of Christ. We thank God for you. Remain faithful, loyal, committed, and dedicated. And live the life and endeavor, as opportunity presents itself, to share godly with others. How do I become a member of the Church of Christ? Same way they did. They heard the gospel. They believed the gospel. They repented of their sins. That is, they were the godly sorrowful for the contrary actions that they had taken beforehand. They acknowledged Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and they were buried in water baptism. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. That's it. Rise out of the water, a son or daughter of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Live faithful till he calls you into eternity. And one day, you're going to hear him say, "Well done. Well done, a good and faithful servant." Those are the words you want to hear from our Heavenly Father. It's your choice as we together stand and sing this song that's been selected.
Ooh, at my door is standing, patiently drawn within him. Entrance in demanding, who is the voice I hear? Sweetly the tones are falling, open the door, if thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee, lonely without thee staying. Lonely within am I, while I am still delaying. I am condemned to die. Sweetly the tones are falling, open the door for me, if thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. The tones are calling, open the door for me, if thou wilt heed my calling, and I will abide with thee. Door of my heart I hasten, thee will I open wide, though he rebuke and chasten, he shall with me abide.